Wendy Davis's abortion filibuster not only brought her national stardom, it raised the hopes of Texas Democrats, including Evan Odell.
We need heroes we can believe in. I think we'd be much better off with her than a Tea Party lawyer like Greg Abbott.
Last week, Odell joined a crowd of more than 1,000 at a women's rights rally in Fort Worth, where Davis spoke.
Our partisan leadership in charge does not respect the rights of all Texans to make critical decisions about themselves and their bodies.
That message hit home with Jennifer Graham, who likes the way Governor Davis sounds.
You know, I was a kid when Ann Richards was governor. I think we need another woman up there.
But it could be tough to sustain the enthusiasm until the election 16 months from now. And then there are the cold, hard political numbers, as Southern Methodist University's Cal Gilson points out.
The Republicans have had a very steady 8 to 12 to 16 point advantage. And the fact that she made a wonderful filibuster speech and is in a potentially at least an attractive candidate doesn't close a 15 point gap.
Still, in her Capitol office, looking elegant in pro-choice orange, the 50-year-old senator seems unfazed by Texas voting patterns.
I think instead people are going to be asking whether the leadership to date has been reflecting the things that they care about. Not whether a D represents them or an R represents them, but whether their values will be reflected by the person who's there.
Do you think a Democrat could win?
Oh, absolutely.
So what would help you decide whether this is the right time?
Determining whether there would be the ability to raise the funds that need to be raised is part of it. Determining whether the desires of Texans really is to see a new face in leadership in the state or not will be part of it.
Part of it might also be whether Davis is willing to have opponents examine and attack everything about her personal and professional life. In previous campaigns, opponents have accused her of conflicts of interest, something she's always denied. But SMU's Gilson says scrutiny in a governor's race goes way beyond that.
The opposition research people who are right now pulling all the issues related to Wendy Davis and seeing which one of them is likely to be detrimental to her, those people start throwing the kitchen sink at you. And for a candidate that's never experienced it, it can be overwhelming.
Davis' story is compelling. She's talked generally about being a single teenage mother and how that made the family planning issue important for her. She relied on Planned Parenthood for her health care. Now she's also faced with other extremely personal questions that may be on the voters' minds.
Did you ever personally consider an abortion? Would it ever have been something that you as a young woman would have thought about?
That is obviously a very deeply personal question. When I was 18 and expecting, I made a decision to have a beautiful child who I'm very proud to have raised. She's 30 years old now, and she's a tremendous joy in my life. What I had the opportunity to do from that point, though, was to have good decision-making about what I would do going forward. And again, accessing those services that were provided to me by that clinic on Henderson Street and to prevent an unplanned pregnancy was something that I took advantage of, and I'm very pleased that I had that ability.
Monday, Davis released campaign reports showing she raised over $900,000 in donations during the final 2 weeks of June, most of it following her filibuster. It's a drop in the bucket compared to the $4.8 million Republican Greg Abbott says he raised during the same amount of time. But not bad for a state senator who was not well known outside her district until a month ago and now has Republicans wondering, maybe worrying, what she plans to do. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.